don't we wait for them to come in case they want to, you know, get started? I know the one gentleman was a little elderly.
Case number 13118, Sandra Palmer seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Sections 115-25 and 115-183E of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Breakwater Run. The 911 address is 36747 Breakwater Run in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 469.
And this is a continuation of the hearing from earlier tonight. So the applicant is Sandra Palmer, who's previously been sworn in. We do not need to swear you in again, ma'am.
Okay. The uniqueness of the property, the well pipe is for our home is located where the shed is. It's right, the shed is butt right up to the well pipe. So that's why it's moved. It can't go in any farther on that side. The other side of the house is a deck that comes off my kitchen door. And then in the center of the yard is a tree, a chrysanthemum, or a tree in the middle of the yard. And the fence to the backyard is on the side of where the shed is. That's where the gate was, you know, to get into the backyard. Oh, okay, I gotta get it too, sorry. Cannot otherwise be developed. On the opposite side of the yard, we have a deck. I just explained that in the kitchen door and this tree and all. And then number three, not created by the applicant. The well and the deck kitchen door locations were not chosen by us. They were all installed by the builder back when the home was originally built. Four, alter essentials character of neighborhood. We purchased an upgrade shed that has a very sought after architectural design. Majority of our neighbors have sheds, but they do not have the same issues we are experiencing. We're not asking to have something that no other neighbor has. We're just asking for the leeway on the setback. We are 2 to 3 foot closer to the property line than what is typically allowed. That's where we cut in. And then number five, the minimum variance, the setback variance we are requesting is the least impact possible. The shed is currently located as tight to the well pipe as it can get. There's no more room to move away from the property line.
Does that conclude your presentation?
I guess, yes.
Are there any questions from the board?
Ma'am, are you on the septic system or sewer at that location?
City.
City?
Yes.
City septic or city sewer lines?
Yes.
Thank you.
So the shed is within a fenced in?
I'm sorry?
The yard is fenced, it has a fence around it, and then the shed is right up against the fence?
Well, we used the back part of the shed for the fence line in that corner. The cement sticks out farther, like two and a half feet.
Okay, the fence stops.
Correct. The shed was going to go all the way to the end of the cement until the water from the roof of the shed was brought into question.
And fence is basically on the property line?
Yes.
Did you just started the project and then someone stopped by and told you that
correct
you had variance?
Told us that we had to get a permit, so
who
we stopped.
Who did you say that
his
was?
Name was Tom. He was used to be on the board. I'm not sure if he still is. He may still be.
Is there a homeowners association?
Yes.
He's on the board of the homeowners association.
He was, yes.
And what has the homeowners association said?
They
just told you to deal with it here?
Yes, Suzanne from the Homeowners Association is here to speak on the Homeowners Association's benefit.
Ma'am, has the fence been added with the building, or was the fence already there, and you're just putting a new building in and bringing the fence?
We had a chain link fence, and we took that down and put a vinyl fence up. And the chain link fence went the whole way, it was on the property line the whole way around the backyard. So we took that down. We couldn't get all the pipes out, poles out, so we had to cut them off. So our fence now is maybe 2 inches in. And, yeah, this might, can I bring this up to you?
If you do hand that in, we'll have to keep it, if you're okay with that. You had mentioned you purchased the home, so you didn't put, you didn't.
So I didn't put the original fence in, or the original shed.
Or the original shed. I'm a little confused with the cement pad. Was the cement pad there currently, or did you have?
We put the cement pad in to set that shed on so it wouldn't get water damage underneath.
Okay. The next question is when you realized that that was the case, did you make a smaller shed? Or was that shed intended to go all the way to the property line and be part of the fence, or did you?
The shed was intended to be part of the fence.
Okay.
To get back all the way up to it.
Up.
Yes.
At that time. Okay. Thank you. Another question, and this is a very good point on here. There were some pictures that were shared with us from, I guess, someone in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some things that you store outside of the shed that there were be probably no physical way that I can think of that you would be able to access that stuff.
That was stored there when we were in the middle of the building. That stuff all got moved in the beginning of the spring.
Okay. I also did hear
nothing will be stored there.
I also did hear that there was a concern with, I guess, you stormwater and how that would affect. Do you have on that property owner's side, do you have a gutter system on that side that takes care of the water?
No. Okay. On the sheds, there's no gutter?
Yes.
No, I don't believe there is one.
Yes. And so my biggest concern with this, and I would tend to want to agree with this, is that you have cement and you have water running off mm-hmm. of a roof, a nicely peaked roof of a shed.
Mm-hmm.
That will roll right off of a concrete surface right onto his property,
mm-hmm.
or the homeowner's property.
Correct.
Assumption there.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be some consideration if this, wherever this lies, that you would put a gutter system on there to contain that to your property.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I don't have a problem with that.
And you do understand what I'm talking about with that water shedding right
mm-hmm.
off and running right off the cement right on the mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talked to the neighbors yesterday, and she pointed it out. I'm always traveling for work and everything. I didn't even go back there, to be honest with you. This is the first time yesterday. She took me back there and said, pointed it out to me, so.
Okay. And, I mean, I do see some flooding issues. I don't know if this is.
We've always had flooding on that yard. And that.
In the front?
Since I've lived there, we've had flooding on that side and in the front. On their property line, they have divots because her father used to park his boat there and his car once in a while. So they have divots in their ground over there from tire marks and boats sitting there forever. So I think that might be one of the reasons why the water is a little deeper over there. Plus you could see their ground is a little lower than mine. You know what I mean? The way it's graded, just a tad bit.
I'm familiar with that area and I understand the need, in my opinion, to have mm-hmm. like a vinyl fence because I do know where you back right up at 54.
Mm-hmm.
So that, just to understand this, you had a wire fence.
Chain link. Mm-hmm.
Took that down. You said you had to come in some areas.
Like 2 inches. The whole way around, 2 inches, like in.
Okay. And you're talking the entire backyard as well.
I'm sorry?
The entire backyard as well was vinyl. But was
was chain link, yes. I didn't add anything.
All that.
I replaced the whole chain link.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What is unique about your property that has created an exceptional practical difficulty?
The well pipe that comes up in the front, the tree in the middle, and the deck on the other side.
Where is the well pipe?
Right, my, the,
Could you perhaps go up here and show it? That might be helpful.
Here's the shed, the well pipe's right there. But the shed is butt right to the well pipe.
We have pictures in the record. Mm-hmm. I believe these are from the opposition. Mm-hmm. And I don't see a tree except behind the deck. Is there, it looks to me like there's open space. Sure. Yeah. This is a picture that the applicant.
Yeah, there's a tree right there.
Where?
That one.
Yeah, and that looks to be behind the deck. Is that not correct. Behind the deck?
No, it is behind the deck.
Okay.
It's not right in the middle,
so
but it's behind there.
If yeah. you look there, I understand you have the well.
You're saying right here is where I could.
Yeah, is there a reason why you couldn't go in that area or elsewhere mm-hmm. in the rear yard?
No. In all honesty, there's no reason. We just put it here because they have to hear because the gate was here.
Do you have. You
and
can back
it did have two trees there.
Okay.
That's a crepe myrtle, by the way, in your backyard.
Thank
and,
you.
And you have like some kind of like weeping cherry or something there right in front.
We just planted
it. Is that not there anymore? Is that there?
It's there, but we just planted it last month or the month before.
Okay. All right.
Is the rear of your yard, you had mentioned there's flooding at times. Is that right? In your yard, on
yes.
your property. Where do you have that flooding issue?
It's always been that whole side of the house.
You could show us up there.
That's my property line, right? Okay. So the flooding's always been right here, down both,
so,
all across the front.
So down the
and
east,
right here, my backyard gets it to.
Down on the eastern side of your property. So mm-hmm. where your shed is kind of in the area where you have some flooding issues?
We've always had it there, yes.
Okay. Did you get any HOA approval?
That's why she's here. No, because like I said, we just replaced, we didn't realize it. And then when the guy came around on the bike, the guy from the HOA, he said, get a permit. I don't care where you put the shed, but you need a permit. We went and got the permit. I submitted all the paperwork. And then I had a gentleman by the name of Alan Connor, I believe, call me and say that we were approved. I never got a letter in the mail. I never got anything. Just got the phone call.
Okay, I don't have any questions at this time. I don't know if the board has any additional for you.
Okay.
Questions from the board? Please have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13118? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13118? Yeah, I show four hands. Would anyone like to speak? Okay, one at a time, if you would please come up and be. We'll start over here to your right.
You
yes,
do.
Please.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Suzanne Rossetti, 36744 West Pond Circle, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So I'm the president of the HOA, Kennewick Sound Homeowners Association, and I became president just this past June. So some of the things that took place prior to that, I was just an ordinary citizen with no formal title or obligations or anything. But I was a part of the ARC committee, so I would we discuss various things. And this property was never formally submitted an ARC approval, and that there's, all of that is available on our website, apparently Sandy wasn't aware of this, and that a couple board members came by and informed them, and I don't know whether it was they informed her or her partner, told her that she needed to get an approval from the art committee, and didn't. There's no indications or any paperwork that anyone said this is okay. Our process is pretty tight, where we submit an art approval, and on that approval, there's a whole lot of information around what the codes are and the specs for, you know, setbacks and whatnot. At a point in time, which I'm going to say was probably May 2024, was this work had been taking place for a while. The shed was up, and that she submitted her art committee approval after the fact. And I think around that same time, she submitted a building permit, which she didn't have. So according to my notes, she submitted, the building permit was May 2024, and that her art committee approval was submitted in August. So it's after the fact. And that she was submitting it with a letter that was asking for variance. So at that point in time, they knew that they were out of compliance. And we, our chair on the art committee, declined it. So we declined it, and that as part of the board decided that they would allow whatever prevailed with the county. So if the county approved the building permit, then the art committee would not, block that in any way. So that was September 15th, 2024. She submitted it on 8/29/24. So we're at this point in last year, it's not approved and it's not compliant. So someone asked me and my husband, who has construction background, to go over and take a look at the property. And we took some pictures. That was the picture I submitted to Ms. Norwood. That it's, you know, there's a slab, and the slab goes almost to the property line, and then there's the shed. And all of this is off by about 2.5 or 3 feet. It's not a tremendous amount, but it's not compliant. And so we shared with Sandy that it wasn't compliant and that it needed to be moved. And in fact, knowing my husband has construction background, he spoke to her partner and told him what needed to be done, and he even offered to help him move it. So that happened. That was a conversation that I'm aware of. But again, we were waiting to see that the building permit was approved and she was issued the occupancy permit. I guess that's the jargon of what we call that. So that didn't happen. The building permit was taken down but never approved. And I actually checked with the county and saw that it had never been approved, and it would expire, I guess, in the following year. So that said, we, in May this year, to May 2nd, we sent her a certified letter that said she wasn't in compliance and giving her 90 days to make whatever arrangements she needed to make to bring it into compliance. And about a few days or a week prior to that 90-day deadline, she called me and told me that she was seeking a variance and had some surveyors coming and whatnot. And that was just fine with me, and that we paused that 90-day action, giving her, you know, some time to do that. And that was kind of the end of it, with the exception that we did hear some complaints from the neighbor, and that we, you know, we're doing our best as a volunteer board to say, let's, again, let the county prevail, and our guidelines are in line with what the county is in terms of zoning. So that's where we're at as far as the HOA is concerned, and now we're just waiting to hear the outcome of this variance hearing. I know that's a lot, but questions.
Any questions? Mr. Sharp, any questions?
So the HOA is opposed to this application, I understand.
Yeah.
But the HOA is going to respect whatever decision the board makes, is that correct?
Yes, your board, yes.
Are there any restrictive covenants as far as setbacks with regard to this, any structures on a property that you're aware of?
Yes, yes.
What are they?
So we have a 5-foot setback, and I think, I could find it here and read it. But again, I don't think she was aware of it.
I mean, the board does not enforce HOA setbacks. That would be something that the HOA or a member thereof would be able to enforce. But I was just curious as to whether or not the HOA had specifically delineated setback requirements.
Yes.
Covenants, because it would seem to me that if they did, perhaps even if the board were to approve this, the applicant still may have difficulty because perhaps someone could enforce that. Is that a safe statement to make?
Maybe you could say that again. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm looking for this here.
If you're you believe that the restrictive covenants have a 5-foot setback?
Yes.
All right. Even if the board were to approve this variance, and there's no guarantee they will or they will not, even if the board were to approve that, it would seem to me that they would still have to comply with that. That would be a separate enforcement.
So the HOA's covenants would prevail. Is that what you're
saying? Well, we don't enforce that. What I'm saying is they have kind of two separate things to follow. So, okay. As far as the flooding, we got a picture showing flooding of streets. The applicant has testified to some flooding concerns on her property. From an HOA perspective, are there any concerns about the existence of this structure in regards to flooding?
No, I mean, our whole community sits at sea level. So when it rains, there's a lot of flooding. And that we typically look at something after 48 hours to say, now this is cleared out. And I'm not aware that this is anything that lasted more than 48 hours.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
So I have here, a shed must be at least 5 feet from the side and rear property lines of non-corner lots. In the case of a corner lot, a shed must be situated in the rear of the house. Of course, this is not a corner lot, so that's not, but that's right there in our architectural guidelines. That enough?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Sandy Stone, 158 Auburn Drive, Wright City, Missouri, 63390.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, so I know you know I'm from Missouri, but I own the house right next to Sandy, which is near the property line, and I'm the one who put the pictures, all the pictures, and try to explain as best I could what's going on. We're original owners to this home, been there 23 years. Sandy's been there about 8 years. Her and Chuck moved in together. Sorry if I'm getting nervous because I don't like to talk in front of people, but.
It's all right, take your time.
I'm shaking already. Anyway, my parents moved in about 3 years ago. My dad, 89. Anyway, before anything was even touched in the yard, my dad saw Chuck and Sandy's brother, Wayne, in the backyard measuring out stuff. Just sold the 8x8 shed that had been there since our neighbors moved in before. And my dad spoke to Chuck and Wayne and told them, hey, buddy, you can't put this on the line. Like, nothing was there. No concrete, nothing. It was just, I have pictures to show you. Like, I don't know if I have pictures before the concrete was there, because luckily my brother-in-law took the pictures. And so anyway, my dad spoke to them and told them, like, you can't do this. You know, you've got to be 5 feet from the line, blah, 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 blah. You need a permit, da-da-da-da-da. And he said, you got a problem, have your daughter call me. Because my dad's like, oh, look, I'm not the owner. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. So anyway, so my dad's very deaf, so he talks very loud. So my dad told my mom calls me, I'm in Missouri. My mom calls me, your dad's all upset. The neighbors are, you know, putting this shed there. There's going to be water issues. And he talked to them about the water issues. We already have, water issues. So we were like, it's going to come off 1 hour, you know what I mean? So I talked to Chuck for a while. I told Chuck, you know, look, Chuck, you got to get HOA approval. You got to go through the county and get approval. We had to do that for our shed. You got to be 5 feet away, you know. Okay, no problem. I said, Chuck, if you do everything you're supposed to do, there's nothing I can do about. You know, if you're in regulation, I can't do anything about it. But if you're not in regulation, then I have a problem, because there's going to be a problem with the water, et cetera. So I thought that was the end of it. And that was over a year ago. So this is all like backpedaling. So then the HOA got involved. And I don't know the person that Sandy's talking about, but I talked to Joe Andrews from the architectural committee. And he told me that they were not in compliance. They had to be 5 feet for the concrete and for the shed from the property line. So both of those are an issue. Like somebody said here, you know, the runoff, the concrete, not absorbing it. And obviously there's more of a water issue than it normally is. I've actually had to have my crawl space encapsulated to try to keep some of the water pumped out of my back, you know, to my backyard. I guess I just want to go over like the questions that have to be proven, like the uniqueness of the property. I think I put in the pictures, like there's so many different areas that can go, like in the middle of the yard, the well pipes here, well, it could go this way. You know, it could go, the well pipes here, I think I have a picture of that. The shed could fit this way, but the water runoff would be in their yard. Then the way the fencing is, the fence doesn't go down and around how it used to go. It goes down at a curve. And then I think I have like 13 pictures. I don't know if you got them all, because I'm not very techy and I had to have people help me. But I had 13 pictures that I was trying to minimize, but you can see the view from my kitchen with all that stuff there. It's not maintained because there's no division there. It's just, it looks like it's kind of part of my property that sits with the, you know, and like I said, the HOA, when they got involved, all of a sudden the stuff disappeared. But luckily I had gotten a picture before to show the stuff there. Like I said, it could go, yeah. It could go, and the deck, that deck was just put, that deck was extended 4 feet by them. So, and the stairs go down this way, so there's no reason they have a gate on both sides to get in their back, so it's not like one gate was here and there's no gate here to get to the shed. The shed could go on that other side, it could go in the middle of the yard, it could be run the other way. There's plenty of room. So there's no uniqueness to the property. Our yards are fairly large in this neighborhood compared to our next door neighbors. Our neighbors have small yards, but we're on 54. So ours is like the road. So there's no uniqueness at all to this property. It's pretty large where you could put the shed anywhere. And as I have to give kudos to the planning and committee people, because they helped me present my case. I shouldn't say present my, but they try to help me with just what to do, I guess, like how to present, like show you the pictures and stuff. Another ones who told me, and I'm guessing this is true, that the HOA, like even if you guys say yes or no, that the HOA still can enforce their rules, because they say the concrete has to be 5 feet away. They say the fence has to be 5 feet away. So any of the well pipe is not an issue as far as a uniqueness or anything. For number two, she said that the deck was built and the kitchen door and everything. If you can see the pictures, the kitchen door has nothing to do with where the shed would go. They extended the deck, so they had a hardship on themselves by extending the deck 4 feet. That used to be a wooden deck there. The builder built a little tiny wooden deck, like a small wooden deck, and then the previous owners built the big, you know, like a, I had the notes, like an 8x10, but then when they moved in just a few years ago, they made it the composite decking larger. So if there's a problem, they created their own problem. And number two, I have seat pictures. Oh, okay, so you can see where the deck is, where there's plenty of room there behind the tree, and a gate that also is on that side that they can have access to the shed. So it's not like, you know, it was a straight fence. There's a gate on that side also. And then number three, yeah, they had a 10 by 12 deck, and now I believe it's 10 by 16 that they built. So that would be number three with the deck and the kitchen door, and that was chosen by them. She said not chosen by us. It absolutely was chosen by them because they built the deck bigger. And even with the deck bigger, they can still put if you look at the measurements, they can still fit the deck there. I mean, the shed there. And there was no concrete pad there. They did that. And that's the other note. When my mom called me and said, talk to Chuck, he's like, you know, they haven't done anything, so talk to him. They haven't started any work. This was like over a year ago. And I did, right away I got on the phone and I talked to him. I was like, hey, you know, my dad said you plan on doing this, you know? So yes, they were aware they needed HOA. They were aware that they needed county. It just, their choice. And then number four with saying that they're not asking for anything that the other neighbors don't have. I took pictures. I have 10 pictures on my phone. I didn't want to send and burden you with 10 pictures, but I have 10 pictures of the neighboring next door to her, all around across the street, and everybody's got more than 5 feet distance from their neighbor for their sheds. So I don't know why she's saying that.
This is from their neighbor or distance from their property line?
Property line. Okay. Yeah, property line. So if you want to see them, I have them on my phone. I just didn't send them in because I didn't want to burden. I figured 13 was enough. So the well pipe, it doesn't even come into play, really, because, like I said, there's so many different areas. You can see the documentation, you can see the survey and where the shed can go other than where it is. Sorry, I'm just looking at my notes. Just the water issue, the runoff, the fence, like just the way, I think I have a picture, just the way it like guts in this way and then has the concrete here. It's just an eyesore looking out my kitchen window. Noise is another issue in the shed. So the further away from my property and my property line, the better it is for water issues, for noise issue, for, you know, and even, like I said, my dad, he's 89. He loves to go in our shed, which you can see where our shed is. He still tinkers. He still gets on that ride mower. He won't weed eat, but he'll get on the ride mower. And, you know, and he's got to walk through there. So it takes longer for the water, because it's between the homes, for the water to evaporate and, you know, go away. I think that's it, but do you have any questions
okay,
for me?
Okay, yeah, hold on 1 second. We'll see if we have some questions. Any questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
I do not, thank you.
If you would, please have a seat.
Yeah, I just feel like, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? No, that we'd have to take your phone. Anybody else like to speak? Okay. Would you give you a chance to respond to what has been said, if you'd like to come up?
I mean, she's right. I was oblivious to it. In all honesty, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I just thought I could replace it. I had no idea that I had to get permit. I said that in the beginning. She's right. It's my fault. I was oblivious to it. I work. I travel a lot. I didn't know. This all came to my attention with the talking between Chuck and them and Suzanne and all. After I kicked Chuck out, then, of course, everybody tells you everything at that time. But I had no, I was not aware of any of this. I travel and everything for work, so I wasn't aware of it. So it, I take the blame for it. I'm not saying I was stupid. I should have looked into it, but I just thought I was replacing stuff. So that's all I have to say. There's no excuse.
Did you receive a certified letter that gave you 90 days to make the requested improvements?
I did. And I do have, but it didn't come for like three. At first it was just, I'm confused with the order. At first I just got a card maybe or something. And then a letter came like 2 or 3 weeks later after I got the card. And then that's when I called it, when I got that. That's when I called.
And who did you call?
I believe I called Suzanne. Did I call you, Suzanne? When I got the letter, okay. I did call her.
Now, there's been discussion that this has been going on over a year.
We started last May of 2024. We took the fence down and everything. And that's when we had the discussion. That's when I believe they talked to Chuck, or the gentleman talked to Chuck. I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't in on these conversations, none of the conversations.
Would you disagree with maybe your neighbor's assessment that you could turn that shed sideways? Knowing that there would be an expense to ripping out a concrete and all things like that, mm-hmm. But if you needed to have the shed, would you believe that you could fit your shed in that area and keep that in, if not in full compliance, needing lesser of a variance?
So have somebody come in and switch it?
Yes.
Yes, it will absolutely fit, yes. It will be over farther because it would have to go on that side of the well pipe then, but yes.
What would you do about the fence at that point?
I have to order somebody to come in and get the fence. I don't know where he got it from. Chuck ordered all that. I have to figure all that kind of stuff out.
It seems like you'd be better off just running that fence, in my opinion.
Correct. And that's what I wanted the shed to go to be like that, but like I said, we moved it in because of the drop off onto their. Her father had mentioned about the overhang being on their property. That's why we moved it in off of the cement. You know what I mean? Didn't take it to the edge of it.
Okay. Did you hire a company to come in and pour the concrete?
Yes.
And set the shed?
Yes.
Did they acquire a permit or anything?
No. And Chuck did quite, this is what Chuck told me about it with the cement thing, because he brought it to the guys. The guy across the street owns his own cement company, and he did it for us. And he said, you can take that cement up to property line. And he kept telling Chuck we could take it up to the property line.
Okay. Do you have the name of the concrete company, and do you have the name of the company that set the shed?
No, we were just saying that on the way. I have it at home, but I can't get to that information. Like I said, my internet's been turned, he's messing with my internet and my phone and everything.
Okay.
But I do have that in my computer.
Okay, that's all the questions I have, thank you, but mm-hmm. the board might have some more, and Mr. Sharp might have some.
I have nothing further.
Board? All right, if you would please have a seat. I'll allow you a quick minute here, if you wouldn't mind. Please up at the mic, please.
I just forgot to say that.
Can you just state your name again for the record, ma'am?
Sandy Stone. I just forgot to say in my notes that going over the board thing, it was one of the things that I was hearing over and over. If you can do with less, you're required to do with less. And they had an 8x8 shed there, and then got this bigger one, which is probably two times the size, and so anyway, it's like if they had the well pipe, even if that was an issue, you could just make it smaller, and the well pipe wouldn't be an issue. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we deny case number 13118 for Sandra Palmer. Applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property has any unique physical conditions that would create an exceptional practical difficulty. Also failed to establish that the variance would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the adjacent property. For those reasons, and pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, I move that we deny this application.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13118 has been denied. If you could call the office in the morning, they can answer any questions you might have.
In order for moving it.
Yes, they can answer any questions you would have. Business?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We adjourn.
I have a motion. Can I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.